Help to the back. Oduya shot deflected. Scramble. They score! Ballin! 3-2 with less than a minute to go!
It's so painful. It took just 17 seconds for the Chicago Blackhawks to swoop in and snatch the Stanley Cup in Game 6 at the Garden last night. The Boston Bruins had a 2-1 lead in the third period and appeared to be headed for Chicago for Game 7, but in the last 1 minute, 16 seconds, Chicago scored twice, sealing the Bruins' fate and taking the title. With a 3-2 win, the Blackhawks claimed their second cup in 4 years. Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game was at the Garden last night for the game and has this report.
Yeah, baby.
How's it going?
Oh, we're
going
to do it, baby. Right, we're doing it tonight.
The Bruins were facing elimination, but outside the TD Garden before Game 6, fans were optimistic. 2 years ago, the Bruins came back from the same deficit to beat Vancouver and win the Cup. Bruce Flax of Mystic, Connecticut, thought history would repeat itself.
I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good. You know, in 11, they were down 3-2, came back, won two in a row. That's what we're going to do now.
The Bruins looked sharp early, and an already excited crowd got more energized when Patrice Bergeron came into the game. Bergeron had to go to a Chicago hospital after being injured during Game 5. Then, about 7 minutes into the first period, B's center Chris Kelly put Boston up 1-0. The Bruins had two power plays in each of the first two periods, but failed to convert. Bruins coach Claude Julien.
Obviously, when you look at the first period, it could have been maybe 2-3-0. You know, but that's the name of the game. You know, you make your own breaks, and sometimes they go your way, sometimes they don't.
Chicago's Jonathan Toews tied it up in the second period. The tie lasted until late in the third. Then Milan Lucic beat Blackhawks goalie Corey Crawford with just under 8 minutes to play. The Bruins were 1 minute and 16 seconds from forcing Game 7 in Chicago when Blackhawks forward Brian Bickell tied it up again. And almost before anyone could say overtime, Chicago's Dave Bolin scored to make it 3-2 with under a minute left. Two goals, 17 seconds apart. Bolin says the series was tight.
They're a great team. They battle to the end. They're always battling hard. But I know as a team, with our team, we always battle the end as well.
Bruins defenseman Andrew Ferentz agrees.
How close every game was, you know, to, you know, for both teams, and how hard fought the series was. It's tough to be disappointed in the effort. You know, it's more just disappointed in the outcome that is. Yeah, it's a sick feeling to lose like that, but it's a sick feeling to lose anyway.
The disappointment carries extra weight for the team this season. Since the Boston Marathon bombings in April, the Bruins have honored victims and first responders before their home games. Again, Coach Claude Julien.
The city of Boston, what Newtown's been through and all that stuff, like it hit close to home. And the best way we felt we could try and cheer the area was to win a Stanley Cup, and I think that's what's hard right now for the players. It's, you know, we had more reasons than just ourselves to win a cup.
It's been a wild postseason. Just over a month ago, the Toronto Maple Leafs led the Bruins by 3 goals in Game 7 of the opening round. Boston's historic comeback set off a near-miss quest for the cup. Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask says it was a great run.
I had a lot of fun. You know, it's great to play with guys like this. You know, we try to have, you know, a lot of fun out there and play hard every night. You know, we made it a great run. Too bad we just couldn't finish it off.
The good thing about playing hockey in June, there's not too much time to think about a loss before a new season is here. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.